Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Chew on This: Everything You Don't Want to Know About Fast Food is a young reader's nonfiction book by Eric Schlosser and Charles Wilson that adapts the concerns of fast food nation for preteens and teens. Written in an investigative, accessible style, it examines how the fast food industry developed, how it markets itself to children, and what its system depends on behind the scenes, from industrial agriculture and meat processing to labor and school food policies. The book is designed to be readable for younger audiences without softening its central critique: fast food is not just a personal choice, but part of a larger economic and cultural system that shapes health, work, and consumer behavior. Its purpose is partly educational and partly corrective, giving young readers the information needed to question advertising, food quality, and the influence of large restaurant chains on daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book turns a fast food expose into accessible young readers' nonfiction. Chew on This is not simply a shortened version of Fast Food Nation. Its main achievement is translation. It takes a dense adult investigation and reshapes it for middle grade and teen readers without abandoning the core argument. The book uses direct language, a fast-moving structure, and clear transitions between history, production, marketing, and health so that younger readers can follow the chain of cause and effect. This matters because the subject is not just food, but systems, and systems are often hardest to explain to younger audiences. Schlosser and Wilson treat readers as capable of handling unsettling facts, but they present those facts in a way that emphasizes understanding rather than shock alone. That balance gives the book an educational function. It helps readers see that a hamburger or a toy promotion is connected to labor practices, supply chains, and corporate strategy. In that sense, the book is both a readable introduction to food industry critique and a model of nonfiction adaptation. Secondly, the fast food industry as a system built on children, marketing, and habit formation. A major theme of the book is that children are not incidental consumers in the fast food economy. They are a central target. The authors show how restaurants use toys, mascots, commercials, and child-friendly branding to shape loyalty early, before food preferences are fully formed. This is important because the book is less interested in blaming individual families than in showing how companies engineer desire. Fast food is presented as a habit-making industry that studies behavior and then designs environments to normalize frequent consumption. By focusing on schools, advertising, and the social routines of childhood, the book argues that the industry reaches far beyond the restaurant itself. This approach helps explain why the book has been used in youth education and health discussions. It teaches media literacy as much as nutrition. Readers are invited to ask not only what they are eating, but why they want it, how their preferences were shaped, and what corporate incentives are behind the packaging of convenience and fun. That makes the book a critique of consumer conditioning, not just of food quality. Thirdly, industrial meat production and the hidden labor behind cheap fast food, the book also exposes the supply-side reality that makes low-cost fast food possible. It describes industrial meat production, slaughterhouse work, and meat packing as parts of a tightly organized system designed for speed, volume, and profit rather than transparency or humane treatment. The key insight is that the finished meal hides a long chain of intensive processes that are kept out of sight from consumers. By explaining how animals are raised, processed, and turned into standardized products, the authors connect a cheap burger or nugget to the conditions that make it affordable. This includes not only animal welfare concerns, but also questions about worker safety, repetitive labor, and corporate pressure. The book uses these details to show that low prices are not free of cost. The burden is shifted onto workers, animals, and the broader environment. For younger readers, this is one of the book's most important lessons because it challenges the assumption that food is just an object on a tray. Instead, it becomes evidence of an entire production system with ethical and material consequences. Fourthly, health, obesity, and the limits of convenience as a food culture. Chew on This links